Hi, hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is David. I'm a certified credit repair specialist here at the Credit Pros. How are you doing today?
Hey, yeah, I'm all right. Justin from Turbo Debt sent me to gave me you guys' number.
Okay, now I have the pleasure of speaking with Jose, right?
Yes.
All right, so now I understand that you spoken to a debt specialist, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, were you looking to get a loan or to consolidate the debt or your debt relief option?
Whatever one works. What was the second one you said? A debt relief option?
Yeah, whenever you're talking to a debt specialist, that's what you're trying to do. So whenever they transfer you over to us, because either you were denied to do that or your credit score wasn't high enough to get a loan. Okay, so now in your case, I understand that you're trying to pay some debt off, right?
Yeah, probably my credit score wasn't high enough.
Okay, I understand. So now what they do is they give you a second opportunity right here because at the same time we're helping you improve your credit score and also giving you those financial tools to try to obtain the things you want. So now what's your credit score at right now?
It's about a 560, 550.
565. Okay. So now let me ask, are you aware of anything on there that possibly could be affecting your credit score? Anything like a late payment or a collection or a medical bill or a student loan or a car repo that you're aware of?
Repo, medical, and repo, medical, and eviction. I was trying to think of the other one.
Okay, vision, okay, it's not a problem. So now, how much is that you're looking to borrow?
Well, I know I can't borrow enough to pay all of
Okay,
them
so now, I understand. So now you possibly could if you start working on your credit score, right? So you can get accepted for the things that you want.
Yeah, that's what I'd rather do if I could pay it all off. I had credit karma, and according to them, everything came out to like 24, 25 thousand, and I was like, well, I don't really care about having money in my pocket if I get my credit cleared or cleaned up.
All right. Okay, so I understand. So now, have you applied anywhere else for a loan and been denied?
For a loan like this, no.
Okay, are you currently employed at the moment?
Yeah. I get Social Security and I work part-time as a home health care.
Okay. Based on what I understand, the only thing that's holding you back right now, it's your credit score, okay?
Yeah.
But unlike them other companies, we work on improving every aspect of your credit score. So what we'll do for you next, go ahead and fill the soft pull of your credit summary. That way we can get an update look at your credit score and those negative items. When we do this is going to be a courtesy pull. It isn't going to affect your credit score in any way. Now we also use special technology to protect your information, just as your bank would. All I'm going to need you to do for me today is go ahead and confirm me with your first and last name, how it appears in your government ID.
Jose, Jose, Fant. F as in Frank, A as in Apple, N as in No, T as in Tom.
Okay, thank you. I also have your phone number listed for me here as 980-267-1969. Is that correct?
Correct.
Zip code, please, from you too as well.
29662.
Mauldin, South Carolina.
Bingo.
Go ahead and provide me with your mailing address too as well.
901 North Main Street, Mauldin, Mauldin, South Carolina.
Okay, so now I also have your email listed here for me as josejasmine@gmail.com.
Correct.
All right, go ahead and provide with your social security number, please.
I gave it to the other guy.
All
He
right, so
didn't
now
transfer it over.
they're not allowed to give us information from other people, you know what I mean?
Oh, 251-477-7758.
All right, go ahead and provide me with the date of birth too as well, please.
074, 7477.
4-7.
No. July 4, 77.
1977, okay, of July. Oh, So you definitely celebrate your party, right? I mean, your birthday.
Yep, whether I
That's
do or don't, I get celebrated.
well. It is on the 4th of July. you should. That's pretty cool. You know that, huh?
Yeah.
4th of July is usually when everything goes down, right? Everybody has their days off and everything else in America.
As I say, whether I celebrate it or not, everybody celebrates it for me.
That's right. You're right about that one. Okay, so now look, did you open a home equity line of credit type loan in around April 2018?
A home equity loan.
Yes.
I don't even know what that is, so no.
Okay, so now this question that I ask you, there's some security questions
Excuse?
to make sure this is your credit score and not someone else's, all right? So if they don't
In
apply to you,
28.
I understand. Okay, it's gonna be none of the above. In 2018 of April.
April 2018. No, I had just got on Social Security.
All right, none of the above. So now, by any chance, did you get a mortgage loan in and around October 2021?
No.
All right. Now, did you open a credit card with a Reeve MRV Bank BT credit card?
Is it REVVI or REVV?
It's REVVI.
Yeah, that I did.
2022.
Yes.
All right. So now, go ahead and provide me with the address. So now, that address that you provided me with right here, is it what county is it in? Is it in Saluda County, Horry County, or Greenville County, or Newberry County?
In Greenville County.
Okay. So now it's loading up your credit score. Just give me 1 minute. So it's asking also here if you were currently or previously working at Fashion Bug, Community Enterprise, Perpetual Kid, or Edge Computers.
Community Enterprise.
All right. 1 minute. And I'm right here on the phone. Okay, so now Jose, your credit score is pulling up right now. Okay, it's at 553. Now that is considered a low credit score, but don't worry, that's why I'm here to help you with that. Okay, let's see what's affecting your credit score. Let's take a look. Numbers of hard inquiries, you have 16 of them. Okay, so now this is the amount of times that they ran your credit score in a hard pull and you were denied 16 times. Also, on your total accounts of minor delinquents, you're showing 29. This would be your 30 to 60 days late payments. Also, on your total numbers of major derogatory trend line, you're showing 18, okay? Meaning this is past due payments on 90 to 120 days. All
Okay.
right. On your percentage of trend over delinquent, it is set at 49%, meaning 49% of the times you're late on your payments.
Yeah, because the income.
I understand. So now also, your total amount in collection, you're showing 5,965 in collection. You have three repossessions, okay?
Yep.
Okay, so the repossessions, that's whenever you have a vehicle and they take it away from you because you're not able to pay it off. You have three of those. Also, on your numbers of foreclosures, you have zero, okay? This would be whenever they take a home away from you because you're not able to pay it off, you have nothing on there, so that's good. On your total numbers
I've
of
never
credit,
had a foreclosure.
yeah, I understand.
I've never even owned a house or
I
rented a
know
house.
you don't have one. You don't have nothing on there, so you're good on that.
Oh, okay.
On your total numbers of credit over delinquent, you do show seven of them, okay? This is past due payments on 90 to 120 days. All right. Actually,
Okay.
let me correct myself. All right, on that. That's for your derogatory trend line. These are late payments, 30 to 90 days. They're usually on charge-offs, okay? On your trade server delinquent, seven of those. All right.
All right.
So that's what we got going on right now, okay? So now look, the goal here at the Credit Pros is to strengthen your credit so that you can achieve your goals, all right?
Correct.
In order for us to do that, the first thing that we're gonna do for you is go ahead and provide you with your own unique client portal, all right? So now
Okay.
that's gonna be an app on your phone. That's where you can see the improvement of your credit score 24/7. You can also see what negative items we are working on, what negative items we have removed, the different opportunities for you and your credit score, as well as all your financial tools to improve your credit score, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so now at the same time, there on your client portal, one of those financial tools will be like your loan wizard tool. On that one, I do suggest you to work on your credit score. That way you can get more and better options. But that there right there is where you can find the third-party loan companies that might be willing to work with you at a reasonable interest rate and payment option, okay?
Okay.
All right, also as well, you can apply for those possible loans there from 1,000 to 100,000, depending on your credit score worthiness. You'll also be able to see their upfront interest rates and their payment options for those possible loans, okay?
Okay.
Also at the same time, since you are currently employed, right?
Yes.
All right, so now we're also gonna help you clean up your credit score. The way we're gonna be doing this, we'll be sending out target disputing letters that are gonna be challenging every one of those negative items, meaning anything that you identify to us as misleading, inaccurate, outdated, and unverifiable on your credit report, it's gonna be forced to be removed with all three credit bureaus at the same time, okay? And now one by one. All right. Also, at the same time, we do work with an FCRA law, which is a Fair Credit Reporting Act. That's a federal law that allows us to dispute those negative items. All right.
Okay.
Now, at the same time, you'll also be receiving a tread line up to 5,000 with the nationalcreditdirect.com. Jose, it's not a credit card, meaning you cannot use it to buy gas or fast food or anything like that. But all the purchases are going to be made directly through their online store, where you can purchase anything from like electronics, smartphones, TVs, jewelry, appliances, furniture, etc. So the whole purpose of that line of credit is for you to establish a good payment history month after month on the credit bureaus to help you boost up your credit score. Make sense?
Yeah, very.
All right, so now at the same time, you get a credit builder benefit because all credit scores are based on 35% of your payment history. So also the payments for this program is also going to be reported to all three credit bureaus month after month. The thing is to them, it appears to them like if you was receiving a loan, even though you're not getting any money from the credit pros, what that tool's doing for you is helping you attract the lenders, the creditors, and the businesses when they see that positive reporting your credit reporting month and that you're being approved. Okay?
Okay.
In their eyes, you become a more trustworthy person once they see that you can pay for things and that you're being approved for something, right?
Right.
So now the program, it is $149 usually, but today you get a $30 discount, which should put you at $119 and then $119 month to month. There's no long-term obligation. You're gonna pay as you go for the service. It's also not a contract. So once you have the credit score that you want and you're satisfied and you accomplish your goal, you can go ahead and opt out, but the possibility of reporting discontinue. Now, Jose, if you're not able to do that initial payment today, I can also work with you and get you started for a small fee of $12.95. But after 14 days, we're gonna schedule you for the initial payment of $149 instead, okay? Whatever works best for you. You'd rather get started with the initial fee or the small fee first?
You need a small fee because payday is 2 days away.
I understand, okay? We'll go ahead and do the small fee. Go ahead and provide me with the card number and the expiration date.
Let me get my wallet. Card number is 4264 9800 0788 8205.
8205. All right, go ahead and provide
Yes.
me with the expiration date on that card, please.
1225.
1225. CVV, three digits in the back.
626.
626. Okay. Oh, wow. Honestly, you get a major discount, okay? So congratulations on that, Jose. Since you are currently from South Carolina, your initial payment would be $60, but then your month-to-month fee would be only $50, okay?
Okay, but I don't have the 60.
You don't have the 60 today?
You saying 60 or 50?
60.
Yeah, I don't have that in probably until like Monday.
You don't have that till Monday?
Yeah, I
Okay,
get
so now
paid in the.
let me see what I can do for you. Okay, so now if you do that full today, you can get enrolled for $60, and then your month-to-month fee would be only 50, okay?
Right.
So now give me 1 minute, okay? See what I can do for you.
I mean, do I need to just wait and call you back Monday?
All right. So now, look, no, you don't have to call me back. You know what? I'm not gonna leave you out of this. Okay, so now you're still gonna have the same price as I mentioned right now. So your initial fee would be the $60, and then your month-to-month fee would be 50. Okay, no long-term obligation. You pay as you go for the service, not a contract. So now, since you don't have the 50, $60 today, I can work with you and get you save your spot for only $1. Okay, today, and after you call us back, we'll have everything ready for you to get the ball rolling. All right.
Okay.
So that's the best I could do for you today. And now your initial payment of the $60 would be on the 21st of April, but then your month-to-month fee of 50 will start on May 21st, okay?
May 21st is the monthly payment, and then I have to have the initial payment completed
On
by when?
April the 21st.
April 21st, and that would be of
That's gonna be of
how much?
$60 only.
$60. $60 April 21st, 50 May 21st. And you guys are called Credit Pro.
Yeah, we're called the Credit Pros. It has the THE before the Credit Pros. That's us.
Oh, the Credit Pro. Okay, I got you. And what was the app you was talking about?
The app, I'm gonna send it to you right now to that email that you provided me with, Jose Jasmine at gmail.com. So now, for a dollar, you're not gonna be able to get access to the client portal, but we're saving your information in your spot. All right.
Okay.
So now I just have to go over a credit card disclosure. I need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of just $1 to be charged today to save your information. Standard procedure to indicate the card resulting in decline will be subject to a reattempt for enrollment. We're not going to overdraft your account if the funds are not available, all right?
Right.
All right, so now I'll be saving your information now and process that payment through. All right, so now congratulations, okay, on taking a first step towards a better financial future. I've set up your file in our system, okay. Now your payment has been
Okay.
scheduled for April the 21st for the initial payment of 60, and then your month-to-month fee would be on May the 21st of 50 of month-to-month, okay. So now an
Okay.
advisor is going to be calling to complete your action plan, okay, and ensure you have access to your very own unique client portal. In the meantime, just be on the lookout for that email. Okay, it's from the Credit Pros.
Okay, what about this portal link? Don't go to that yet.
It's not, no, don't go to that yet. You're not gonna be able to sign in, but once we get that initial payment of the 60, we'll be able to get you signed into that, okay? Now I'll still be transferring you over to Auto Credit Advisor Ace. That way you can verify that we entered all your information correctly, all right?
Okay.
So now it's only gonna take 2 minutes. It's very important that you listen to the whole entire call for your account to be fully set up, right?
Gotcha.
All right, don't hang up for the transfer. Congratulations once again, and thank you for choosing the Credit Pros. I'll be transferring you over now.
All right, thank you.